It's been 70 years since the creation of the Guinness Book of World Records, but what many don't know or might not know is that its birthplace is a village in County Wexford, and that village is Castlebridge, where events are planned to mark the anniversary, including a world record attempt during the FLA this week. This follows their achievement of last year's world record for the most musicians playing the tin whistle for a continuous 5 seconds. Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been speaking to John Ryan. John's a member of Castlebridge Inspire, a local group which continues to tell the origin story of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Look, it all started from an argument over the fastest game bird. The then CEO of Guinness, Sir Hugh Beaver, was visiting Castlebridge House. And because they couldn't conclude the argument, he resolved that there should be a book of facts.
So that's where it came from. It was originally to settle an argument, but it's obviously grown since then. So what kind of connection has Castlebridge and Wexford maintained with the book over the years?
I guess from the town's point of view, we're very proud of what's happened. We're aware that it was an argument, and we do celebrate that argument in the town. And we're also aware that it has led to significant inspiration. Millions of people around the world have been inspired by this. So we're, as I say, we're very proud of that. We've been working with Guinness World Records over the years. More recently, we had the first official Guinness World Record attempt at the FLA Ciall, and it's great to have it in the birthplace while it's in Wexford. We did the tin whistle there, fantastic experience. And of course, we're doing another record this week on the 7th of August, again in Wexford Park, where Guinness World Records will be officially adjudicating.
What are you going to attempt to do this time?
We've got the largest ceilidh band in the world record.
Are you hopeful?
Yeah, look, we've got a lot of feedback. This is a bit more complicated than last year. We have over 15 different types of instruments have already registered. And of course, 600,000 people due to come to Wexford this week. So we hope that a few of them will show up and be able to play.
And I understand you're doing something else as part of this 70-year anniversary.
We have collected the books ourselves now. We've put out a call out in the past few weeks, and we had a fantastic response to fill some of the gaps in our own collection. We're almost there. We've got 67 of the 70 books. The great news is just a few days ago, we got access to the historic Guinness donated reading rooms. I believe it's the last independent reading rooms in Ireland. And we were able to put those books on display there just in time for the FLA. And we're very excited about that.
And that's John Ryan talking to our reporter, Sheila Nocton. Well, we are joined now by Craig Glenday, Editor-in-Chief of Guinness World Records. Craig, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. And listening there to John and knowing the Guinness World Records, it's such an amazing document of social history, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's a fascinating snapshot of the last 70 years of our time here. You know, look at what's happened in the past 70 years. It's an amazing history. We hadn't been to the moon. No, we didn't have Netflix 70 years ago. And so if you look through the book, through the archive, you see this evolving 70 years. And it's really fascinating. And year by year, every single year the book comes out, you have this beautiful little snapshot of how the world has evolved. And, you know, I'm in the middle of this amazing digital revolution now, and still the book keeps reflecting that. So, yeah, it's a really fascinating time capsule, really.
What is the wackiest, or what are some of the wackiest records you've ever heard?
I mean, it depends on what your idea of wacky is. I mean, one of my favourite categories really is the longest fingernails. I mean, I think, you know, there's something really fascinating in the fact that someone has chosen to grow their fingernails. Now, whether that's wacky or not, I don't know. But, I mean, we've got things like, you know, farthest distance to throw a rubber chicken, or, you know, throwing hot dogs into buns from great distances. And the thing is people are doing these really fun, silly things sometimes. But it's just, you know, if it's happening and there's international interest, then I think we're almost duty-bound to record it, you know. And that's what I love about that, is that it doesn't really matter what you do. As long as you're applying yourself, you're setting yourself goals, you're working towards achieving that goal and being successful, it doesn't really matter what you do. It's about putting yourself through that process. And we like to be egalitarian in it. We think, you know, whether you're Usain Bolt or or bolt the pigeon. It doesn't really matter to us. It's just that can we document you? And yes, we'll get you in the book.
And Gary in America tying his chewing gum wrappers.
Well, yeah, it's Gary Dushel, one of my favourite records. He, for the last, I don't know how many, 20 years maybe, he's been folding chewing gum wrappers and making a chain, linking them into this amazing long chain, which is now, I mean, it's more than 10 miles long. He's had to move home because his chain is so big that he's had to move home. And he does it every day. He folds these little bits of paper and, you know, if that's what that's his thing, it helps him relax and calm down, then great, you know. We want to celebrate that because the thing is, no one else is. So we're very much a company that wants to validate people doing the thing that they love doing the most.
And Gary will probably hold that record for years because who else is going to do that?
Well, yes. I mean, it's very... It's one of these records which I suppose is easy to attempt because all you need is some gum wrappers, but it's very difficult to beat because you need to then make it more than 10 miles. So I really doubt anyone's going to be beating that anytime soon.
And you're still a book in today's digital world, Craig.
Yes, I mean, that's very important to me. I mean, my background is book publishing. I love books. I love to see kids reading, and it's a real honour to know that we are a book that kids enjoy picking up and reading, and we get great feedback from libraries and schools and even families just saying, thank you for existing, because without having the Guinness World Records book in the house, they're particularly son, because boys are particularly bad at picking up books, they just wouldn't read anything. So we're almost not even seen as a book, we're seen as this phenomena that happens at Christmas that gets children excited about something that's not on a screen. And that's great. You know, we're still in the charts. We were Christmas number one last year. We're number one on Amazon. And that's a great position to be in. What a privilege.
Yeah. It really is. Well, look, enjoy the 70th celebrations. Thank you very much indeed, Craig Glenday, Editor-in-Chief of Guinness World Records.